the street family was basically a safety thing because you had people with their dogs and stuff like that. You felt safer being in a group. It's warmer, like pigeons flocking together. And you pool your funds and your resources. It scares a lot of people, even some of my dear friends. It's amazing what happens when you find out that basically there's a decent human being there that has some needs that aren't being met. And also you find out that this might just be a culture also of nomads that's going from one city to another. Like there was a group of hustlers that were a hustler family that would go from Denver to here or L.A. to here. And this is how they migrated. Later on, some of them became bartenders, and they still follow the migration period. When it became rainy here, they would go down to L.A. or they go to Denver. The reason I got attracted to the Polk was there were jobs. You could get paid for sweeping a sidewalk, cleaning windows and stuff like that. The business owners actually took care of people who were willing to work. I used to go to the QT and joke around with John Hauser, the bartender there. He was like Big Mama to all the hustlers and the lost kids on the street. He was basically the madam of Polk Street. A madam is someone who gets the hustlers to go with the Johns to go with the hustlers, and make sure it's safe in between. As a bartender, he facilitated that. And he was able to get tipped from both sides and make money off it at the same time and provide a safety net for everybody. But at the same time, there were other things he offered. Like, let's say there was someone who needed their apartment cleaned, needed some stuff hauled up, couldn't haul the garbage out, needed their windows cleaned in a store, needed stock packed. He knew those people, and he would hook people up and say, well, this kid's not strung out. This kid's actually trying to make it. Why don't you give him a chance? And the shop owners would give him a chance. Next thing you know, your foot's in the door in a job, and you're finding your way off the street. David Ryan, who was the morning bartender there, the bar would open up at 6 a.m. He'd always have a free cup of coffee on there for me and pay me about $10 to sweep behind the bar and stuff like that. When I got the job as swamper there, we'd sit and do the same thing with other homeless kids that were coming in. And there was still a sense of street family on the street. One example of that is if it's raining outside, I knew most of the homeless kids that were out on the street that were old enough to sit in the bar. Well, I would buy them a cup of coffee and they'd sit by me inside the bar, a lot of the kids. And they weren't causing any problems. But late at night, if I ever had a problem and I was cleaning the sidewalk and it was 2 in the morning or 4 in the morning and a pimp would be chasing his hookers up onto Polk Street and chasing them with a gun, I knew I had the street kids would have my back if I had a problem walking home. So if you're kind to people and you're nice to people, you get a level of family with them and kinship to them. And the most painful thing that I would say that affected me about people on Polk Street was when some new homeless kid would show up on the street. Some of the cynical older people would make a bet to see how long it'd be before the drugs would take them. And sure enough, some of them would, and some of them would make it off the street and into a job and stuff like that. It didn't seem until, like, later in the early 90s that people actually stopped trying to work and started just playing off the system. The kids that were coming in, because the crack came in and other things were just tearing them up. But I've never turned my back on people who live a nomadic lifestyle, because there are people who are homeless that this is the way they like to live.